This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like you to know that highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will be in effect beginning today. The frozen road law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The seasonal wheat restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. You can find more info at wisconsindot.gov. Saturday, February 28th, beginning at 3 p.m., John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill is hosting a party for John's birthday and his last day in business as the bar has been sold. There's going to be cheap drinks, making the last of what food they have, and raffling stuff off. They also mentioned that you can bring a dish to pass if you would like. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th. At 3 p.m. over at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill over in Phillips. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for the locations of black bear dens to help with their ongoing study about black bear reproduction. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
When driving in the winter, it's important to remember these tips. Stay updated on the weather, check your tires and pressure, clear snow and ice from all sides of your car and the roof and hood, keep fuel at least half full, carry an emergency kit with an ice scraper, blankets, jumper cables, and other necessities, and drive with care, especially on snowy or wet roads. Remember, the road you trust in the summer may not be as safe in the winter. You can find more tips at nhtsa.gov. Saturday, February 21st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's a spaghetti fundraiser supporting the VFW over at the VFW post in Mercer. Dinner prices are adults $15, children $8, and tickets can be bought in advance or at the door. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, basket raffles, beer, wine, soda, and water available. Come out and enjoy a great meal and support our veterans. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 21st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the VFW post in Mercer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. A state lawmaker representing parts of the Northwoods will not seek re-election. State Senator Jesse James announced he plans to retire at the end of his current term in January 2027. James represents Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District, which includes communities across northern Wisconsin, including Price County. Before serving in the Senate, James spent two terms in the state assembly and is also known as the only active law enforcement officer currently serving in the state Senate. In a statement, he called his time in office an honor and a privilege, but said the role has come at the cost of time away from his family. James says he now plans to step back from public office to focus more on supporting his wife and family. He also thanked his family and supporters, saying the job required time and sacrifice, but says it was an honor to serve. During his time in the legislature, he pointed to work supporting public safety, youth programs, and mental health services. With the seat expected to be open, State Senator Romaine Quinn has already announced plans to run for the 23rd District. Quinn, a Republican from Birchwood, announced he will begin collecting nomination signatures to appear on the November ballot. According to a press release, he says he plans to build on his work in the legislature, including efforts focused on tax relief, rural investment, and maintaining the state's fiscal stability. Quinn also emphasized his connection to the region, noting the newly drawn 23rd District includes all of Barron, Clark, Price, Rusk, and Taylor counties, along with parts of Chippewa, Dunn, and Marathon counties. He says despite the boundary changes, his focus remains on representing the needs and values of northern Wisconsin communities. Quinn currently serves on the state's Joint Finance Committee and chairs the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. He was first elected to the Senate in 2022 and says he's looking forward to connecting with voters again as the campaign gets underway. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill, on why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today could be a big severe weather day. We have a chance for scattered thunderstorms from later this morning through this afternoon, and there could be hail, damaging wind gusts, even tornadoes. So stay weather aware today. High, low to mid 70s tonight. Some rain, then getting colder with a little snow mixing in tomorrow. Much colder with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.